Here's a story.
Back in the day, in the South, where I was stationed for a time, people didn't think about it. Straight people could not conceive that this person they were talking to could have been anything other than a straight woman who was a little late getting married, and certainly, you know, you ought to think about it here pretty soon, but they didn't think about it. There was no overt hostility, because if you didn't say or do something, there was no suspicion, especially of women. The guys had it harder. Two women living together, well, that's just because they couldn't afford an apartment on their own. And it's true, because women weren't paid as much. It's one of the things I liked about the military. We were paid exactly as much as the men for the same job. But the guys, they couldn't hide behind that. Two men living together, you know, that instantly brought suspicion. Different world. We have lived here for 10 years, my partner and wife. We both have military connections. You know, the women in the Air Force, it was smaller then. And nestled in among those few people were some spies. And those spies would find out who was gay and turn them in. It's why we were very closeted in those days. You, first of all, were very cautious about who you talked to and how you talked to them, so you couldn't just come out and say, hey, I met this cute woman. You couldn't do that. So the questions we asked were, well, you came from such and so a base. Who did you know there? You might get an answer, oh, yeah, I knew so and so and so and so. And then you kept going with that. Who do you know game? There were no protections. We had to hide everything. You could not hold hands. You just would not do that. For 20 years of our relationship, for the longest time, I didn't think about that, because that's just what life was. There was this club you belonged to, and boy, did you belong. This was family. We knew God loved us, but yeah, looking at it today, holy cow. What did that change in me? I don't know. It's made me more cautious, obviously, more closed. Bad or good, it's what it is. And here it is 36 years later. For the longest time, should we get married or not? Why would we want to validate these idiots who kept us apart for so long? The institution of marriage. And we finally decided, yeah, that'd be cool. But that's why we didn't do it right away. And it was fun. For the last 10 years, we felt free to do all sorts of things. As a matter of fact, it's like, can we kiss on the street? Yeah, let's do it. Everybody you run into in life has a story, and you never know what somebody's been through, what forces shaped them. How did it affect me? I don't know.
Here's a Story is produced in the KHSU studios in Arcata, California.